Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Mikey. I'm excited. Anytime you do one of these studies, you always find good stuff. This one intrigues especially because it's about a sport I love, which is baseball. It's also about an issue I'm passionate about, which is baseball's disconnect with fans and how it's become a very regional sport. So take it away. I want to see what the hell you got in store here. Terrible music, so we're off to a good start.
All right. It's just some fun music.
The Three Kings, or whatever this is.
Oh, that's different than Doug and Scott's.
Oh, my bad.
So the Boston Globe, they did an article.
You got that Doug beatbox? Can I get that?
Oh, for Champ and Jump, yes. We can definitely play that.
All right, sorry. We're back on track.
Boston Globe, they just wrote a big article listing basically many reasons why MLB has a complete disconnect with their fans. It was actually titled, Why Baseball is Striking Out in Every Way. So I wanted to read these to you and see if you agreed with basically these 7 points as to why baseball is striking out right now with the fans.
All right.
It's from Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe. First one. Baseball has become the sanctuary of senior citizens. Hardcore baseball fans are the same people who have landlines in their home and still read daily newspapers. That's a problem with the fans. Right.
It's the truth. It's not a sport for young people. The game does a terrible job promoting itself, promoting its stars, and reaching out to the youth. Oh, I think it's absolutely true, and I think baseball is in for a rude awakening when all of its true P1 hardcore fans die. I mean, I'm not trying to be rude, but, like, baseball fans are dropping like flies, and they're not doing a good job of getting the next generation in line. What do you think pace of play is about? It's about young people falling asleep watching your archaic game. I agree totally. Next.
And you already hit on a few of the issues that he also mentions in the piece.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. Next one being that, what you just said, pace of play. He said, pace of play has made the game largely unwatchable on television. The average time between balls and play is 3 minutes and 45 seconds. That is unacceptable, and it's killing the sport. There is simply not enough action going on, which is a major problem.
It's the truth. And they took a step this year with some of the rules. But the next rule that needs to be instituted is that players cannot leave the batter's box except for an injury. And I don't want any of this soccer stuff where they're all out there getting their asses sprayed with the silly spray. I don't want that. But stay in the box. Let's play baseball. And the other thing that will help pace of play, I swear, you get me the computerized strike zone. Mm-hmm. You start calling the strike zone the way it's meant to be, it means players have to swing more, which means we play at a faster pace. You'll chop the 3 minutes and 48 seconds in half. Next. Agree. 2 for 2.
And problem number 3 he lists. Strikeout inflation is a big part of the problem right now. Fans hate strikeouts.
Oh, I love them.
A strikeout used to be a measure of a pitcher's dominance. Not anymore. Everybody strikes out all the time. A 10-strikeout effort by a starting pitcher is no longer a big deal. And for the first time in history, baseball features more strikeouts than hits. This will be the 11th consecutive season in which MLB sets a record for strikeouts.
I disagree. To act like striking out 10 guys is easy is wrong. To act like it's common is wrong. Look, baseball is evolving. It's evolved into a game where the home run is certainly being emphasized. Guys are attempting to put lift under the ball. The Houston Astros' entire mindset through their tanking and then their rebuild was, we don't care about strikeouts. We want power, top to bottom. And it works. Call it what it is. It works. And if you want more home runs, which is, let's face it, what we all like best, home runs are great, then the give back is you're going to strike out more. Nobody gets excited about a bleeder up the middle. No young fan appreciates a 7-pitch at bat, and then you hit a flare to the right side. I disagree with that point. And baseball will evolve again. Just like now, we've evolved with the shifts and defensive alignments. you're going to see the teams counteracting it even further. Remember, a lot of the reason guys are emphasizing the home run is to make shifts useless. It'll continue. Just everybody needs to relax.
Next problem. This one's interesting. One of the biggest problems is that players don't think there's a problem. The hitters just keep on hacking and missing. This is obviously in line with the strike, with the strikeouts we just talked about.
Yeah.
But he said it's all about launch angle and exit velocity. USA Today recently pulled 63 big leaguers, and the results demonstrated a stunning lack of awareness because 93% of those who responded believe that the lack of action in baseball is okay, and players do not believe that today's strikeout rate or slow pace of play present any problem whatsoever.
All right, well, look, if they don't understand pace of play or the lack of action, they're wrong. The strikeouts, I agree with them. I don't think it matters. If you enjoy the home runs, you have to deal with the give back, which is the strikeouts. Whether a guy strikes out or grounds out to second, there's really no difference to me. But the other issues players should be aware of and should care about, because those are real. Next. That sound effect is so bad.
Oh, it's great. It's a bat.
What is that, from backyard baseball?
Well, we're talking video games. We have to. Yeah, I have to include something like that. Problem number five. There are simply too many bad teams, especially in the 2018 American League. The Orioles are on pace to lose 118 games. The Royals 116. The White Sox 108. Too many bad teams is bad for the sport.
Can I say yes and no? I mean, the issue with baseball more than any other sport is it's regional, meaning Tiger fans don't really watch out-of-market games. Dodger fans don't, you know, no fan watches out-of-market games. So what you're left with is if you play in a division like the AL Central, you're going to see your team play, you know, 100 games against crap. Yeah, it's hard to watch. Tigers, Royals, hard to watch. You know, Marlins, Mets, hard to watch. I think there's truth to it, but it hurts baseball more because, like, in the NBA, if there are bad teams, that's fine. You don't watch them. But you do watch out-of-market games, like Cavs, Warriors, national TV. You watch. You know, Heat versus Celtics. You watch. Baseball doesn't have that. So when the good teams are showcased, no one's watching. So I think it's a little bit of both, Mike, but I will agree more than I disagree.
Interested to get your take on this one. He said, analytics are out of control. Even Commissioner Rob Manfred agrees. Manfred recently told The Athletic there's a growing recognition that analytics have produced certain trends in the game that we may need to be more proactive about reversing. There are owners that feel that way. There are fans that feel that way. And he closed by saying analytics have just simply gotten to a point where it's too much.
Explain, though. I would need further elaboration to make a strong take here. Examples.
Essentially, one of the things he said was that it's almost too nerdy with Pete. It's not relatable. Everyone just looking for a stat for everything.
I disagree with that. There is a stat for everything. The information age is upon us. And the information allows fans to be as intelligent or ignorant as they choose to be. But I don't think it's right to put down the information. Look, I don't value every single analytic. I value most of them. But I make that choice as a human being, what I like and don't like. And I know where I draw the line. There's stuff that even crosses my threshold. And I go, it's a little much for me. But for Rob Manfred to come out and act like the information's a bad thing, I've got bad news for Rob. The game isn't going to go backwards. And having less information about your sport is not a good thing. I disagree strongly there.
And we'll close with this one. I know you'll agree with this. Last problem here. Baseball stars are increasingly anonymous.
Correct.
The players become more faceless. Mike Trout, he's a great player. Why isn't he as popular and well-known as Kevin Durant or Steph Curry?
Manny Machado could show up to your house and install your cable today. He wouldn't be identified. It's the God's honest truth. Nolan Arenado could deliver a pizza to your home tonight. You wouldn't know him. MLB is disgraceful with how they promote stars. But here's the other problem, Mike. It's a regional sport. Nobody watches games out of market. They don't. They care about their team in their bubble. I agree completely. Excellent work.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.